Chof Beis Tammuz, Thursday the 25th of July, Rabbi Shlomo Miller, Ahavas Yisrael, the power of a good word.
Once again, b'siyata nishmai, the opportunity to be mechazek ourselves together. Levai, levai, Kodesh Baruch Hu should give me the right words. It should be a tehillah for all of us. Be'ezer Hashem. The Novi says in Yeshaya, the think Perik of Aleph, Masod dumo koiri mer seir, shoimer ma milaylo, shoimer ma mileil, omar shoimer, oso boiker, vegam loilo, imti boyun boyun, shuvoi soyu. What's the Novi saying? Vos tu tzachdo. Shoimer ma milaylo, shoimer ma mileil. So Reb Sholem Shradron once explained, he says, a meir in the kevon. He says, it was once two Russische Poyern, how do you call it, the two Russian Grobechemre, whatever. So they were going out for a journey. So they rented a horse and buggy with a balagula, and they were going, it was a long journey for a few days, going through the, you know, these woods, the Gitza. And they're going, and the Mefort, finally comes evening, they became a bit hungry, and they decided it's time to eat. So they take out from the pekeldot and the bread and shalirokes and the mishteitzich at the end of the day does with the bafleish vodka, and they put him to sleep as he said afzazan, and you know the going on the way is making it, the sleep even deeper, and they're sleeping away as mamash amachai comes morning and they're sleeping at noontime and they're still sleeping as he said. Finally come they came to the evening. And one guy woke up and he sees it's dark, so he screams out to the balagula, hey, come on, what's going on? What did you bring us here? It wasn't morning yet. What's going on? I got. So he says, oh, it's the zang is in. It was already morning, but you were sleeping. It became noontime. You were sleeping again. Now you woke up in the morning. Now it's night again. Ay, 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 Klal Yisrael screaming out, Masa Dumo Koyri Me'al Seir. That's Golus Edoim, Yiddish Kinder Shrine, Arois Ripoyni Shiloilom, Shoymer Mami Lailo, Shoymer Mami Leil. Tata, it's night all the time, it's so black. When is the Geula Bini going to be coming? Omar Shoymer, so the Ripoyni Shiloilom answers, Oso Boiker, it was already a lot of times that it was a matzav of Boiker, Aishrotzen, that you could have brought the Geula, but you were sleeping. Now you woke up. Good morning, now it's night again. The only thing what we can do is im tiboyun boyun, ask for the geula, shuva yisoyun, do tshuva, rejuvenate, and hopefully Be'ezer Hashem we should be zeichet to the geula. So let's try to do something now in the 3 weeks, get a bit closer and try to be misakin to make up, get Mashiach one step closer. So we all know that the Beis HaMikdash was nechrav because of sinas chinam, because of sinas chinam. But you ask people, why do you have sinas chinam? Sinas chinam. I got an exact reason why I hate this guy. And I'll explain you exactly why I hate him. What do you say? It's sinas chinam? Huh? You ask everybody. Everybody's got a zik mamish with a ganze pshetl, a ganze shtickle teure. Why he's hating the guys? Why are sinas chinam? I once heard so nicely, such a beautiful explanation. If we're going to hear that there's somebody who's building an apartment building here and selling apartments, every apartment for £50,000. You'll see a whole line standing up there. What do you mean? It's for free. What do you mean for free? £50,000? You've got it in your bank account. I'm going to she's 50,000. Why are you took £50,000 for an apartment? It's for free. I was saying it's not for, don't say it's for free, right? Everybody guy understands that. Does the pshat. With all your shtiklach teir, all your reasons why to hate the guy, but against for the hating a yid, find on my yid, oy, it's sin aschinam. It's not enough of a reason to hate, it's a sin aschinam. So let's try things which I need chizik, levai, 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 should be a chizik for all of us, to start loving Onkel Chespenis, Onkel does saying a good word for, we have no idea how, let's, you know, focus it, and we can't get over everything, right? But let's stop with one thing. Well, which is Lemaise, and it's so easy and it's so push it. We have no idea how powerful a good word saying to your friend, a good morning, a compliment. It's moiridik, it's marvelous. And last week I heard a moiridik in my son. This Psayach Ha'ayid in Bnei Brak is called Rabbi Felner. He learned once years ago in Kfar Hasidim by Rabbi Lupian, Rabbi Mishkovsky. And he says, he Lemaisa, in those times there wasn't any too many Shiva Bochrim, loads, even from her families sent to the, she was a Hezder, Mizrahi, whatever. But he was convinced to try to check it out in Yeshiva's Kfar Hasidim, to see what a Yeshiva Kadosh is all about. And sure enough, he came there for Elul, and he tried his best, and he was steiging away, Baruch Hashem, and as Yom Kippur is coming up, he had to decide if he's coming back or not, and his decision was, nah, it wasn't the times, there wasn't even a building for the yeshiva, it was like, you know, caravans, whatever, old care. He decided, Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan, he's going back to his old place, he's not staying here in yeshiva. And then he goes on and says, Erev Yom HaKippurim, goes over to me, a choshev, a bocha in yeshiva. His name was Eliezer Dina. Today, Rabbi Eliezer Dina, the son of Rabbi Yosef Tzvi Dina, the Rav of Maina Yeshua, of the hospital in Edmeh. He was a bocha in yeshiva. And he goes over to him, he says, like, fella, Teyidea, we enjoy you very much. We're waiting to see you next month. You know what? Maybe we'll make a chavrusha between of us. He says, that line, that turned them over, push it, complicated him, and a good word, that good word, took him mamish in ganzen, and he decided, oy bazoy, I'm coming back. And sure enough, Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan, he came back to yeshiva, and he always, when he meets Reb Lazer Dina, he says, because of you, I and my family, charedim l'dvar Hashem. I was zeichet to have a mishpacha of b'nei Torah, all because of you. What? One good word. But then he goes on and says this film, he says, later on, I had a gun some ice with my teeth, and I needed a dentist, and there wasn't a great doctor, it was more of a shoemaker, so his parents told him, you know what, come back to Yerushalayim, deal with it, and we sort it out, and then you go back to yeshiva. So he came to Yerushalayim, he went to the dentist, and the Bekitzah was a whole week's time. There was a ganze thing that he had to arrange, being with Sada. Finally he decided, I must go back to yeshiva. He comes back to yeshiva, and instead of going up in Rechasim by the yeshiva, he went down from the bus, he went in the Kfar Chasidim, where Rebella Mishkovsky used to live, and he knocks on the door, and Rechiva calls him in. And yeah, what do you want? Well, I came to say hello. I wasn't a week in yeshiva. I was in Yerushalayim dealing with my teeth. Finally, Baruch Hashem, I'm back here again. And I wanted to say Shalom Aleichem to the Rosh Yeshiva. And everything is already, you finished all with the teeth. Well, not really, this. So why do you come back already? Oh, I'll tell the Rosh Yeshiva. You know, I took advantage of this week in Yerushalayim, and I went to hear all these different shiurim and shmuzim from different Rosh Hashivas and Akitza. I must tell the Rosh Hashiva, there's nothing like the shiurim of Rosh Hashiva. I felt I must come back. Sure. He went back to yeshiva. The next day, goes over to him, the Mashgiach Kotlin of the yeshiva in those times of Dov Yafa, right? The Goyin Atzali of Dov Yafa was Niftan not long ago. So he goes over to him, Felner, Tagidli, tell me, what did you tell the Rosh Hashiva yesterday? Nothing, just hello. No, what did you tell him? He asked me why he came back already. He said, I told him, I took advantage, I was from Shulai, man. Nothing like the Shulai of the Rosh Hashiva. Felner, you should know, you have no idea what you're doing. What? He says, the Rosh Hashiva, he was going through a very hard situation. Nebuch, one of his children was very, very ill. And it took him. The Rosh Hashiva could not say Shurim that week. He was oismensch. yesterday, when you went into the Rosh Yeshiva, and with such a pashtus, which is simply, you know, pashtus, you told him, there's nothing like this room of the Rosh Yeshiva, and I said, I must come back. You have no idea what you've done. He calls me afterwards, and he tells me, Reb Doiv, make sure tomorrow, tell the guys, there's going to be shir tomorrow. From what? From a boy, right? This big Rosh Yeshiva. Just a good word. You have how powerful a good word is. And there's a sefer, it's called Hamapach, I think, from Rav Zamir Koyan. He brings all these things. So he brings pictures of it. There was in Japan, they made a research. I got some research in Japan. Because what was it? It was in a laboratory, and the room was ice freezing, like 10, 15 degrees below the zero. And they took a drop of water, dropped it on a plate, and as it's becoming ice, so to one drop, the woman is speaking so friendly and so, you know, they honored them. I mean, love you, and you're so great, and so. And then they put it under the microscope. I saw pictures of it. He brings that. It's more than you see in that drop of ice, beautiful forms of ice flakes and of snowflakes. He brings pictures of it, finally give. The next drop, as it's becoming ice, get out of here, we hate you, man, can't hold it. They put it under the microscope. Just a big mess. You know, with the tutsa, a drop of ice. You speak them nicely. How powerful it can it has an effect on that. So a human being, you say a good word. How powerful it builds up a person. It picks him up. It brings him back to life. Brings him back to himself. It was cost us a dollar. It don't cost a penny. It just, we gotta sometimes take or go over ourselves. For some reason, sometimes we feel if we say that guy a good word, it's like taking off for me. It's like if he's so special, so I'm not, or whatever. And for some reason, people are stingy to give a yenem a good word. I'm telling you, minisoyen, it's one of the sweetest things to do when you say a good word to the guy and you see the guy smiling and say, Mommy, she's getting the geschmack out of it. Giving a good attitude to a fellow Jew, it's moiridik. It's moiridik. It don't cost a penny. With nothing. And ongechishbein is poshit, giving a good word, bechino, against the sina, sino. Let's start giving out a good word. Poshit, complimenting, or stama, good morning. He brings down Rebbe Toisig, one of the big mashpim in Eretz Yisrael. He brings down that he was once going out of town and was ready late at night, and his kids, he was waiting for a taxi, but trying to stop a taxi to go back to Bnei Brak, and he's advised that, and finally a taxi driver stops, and the taxi driver opens up the window, and the Rebbe Aaron Toisig, you know, he's full of honey. He says, "Oh, Erev Tov, Nahag Yakar. Good evening, dear driver. Can you take me to Bnei Brak?" And all of a sudden, this driver starts screaming out loud, "Yishtabach Shemo Elokim Toda! Thank you, Hashem!" And he's screaming again and again. Rav Aaron Toisig was afraid. He looks like he's drunk. I don't know. Maybe it's not kedai to go into this taxi. But then after he calms down, he sees, oh, he's Mesela. So he goes into the taxi, and the taxi driver starts explaining himself. "Listen, I'm already almost 14 hours on the roads, taking people, all sorts of people, all kinds, from a fryer, everybody's gone. And I didn't hear not once the word good. No good morning, no good afternoon, and no good evening. And I felt like, what am I, a donkey? What, a human being? I can't have the word good." And I said, "I can't go home until I hear the word of good. Please send me ready somebody you should tell me." And finally you stop me and you say, "Good evening, dear driver. You have no idea what you did to me. Your mommy saved the day for me. Now I can go home." And he was driving with him, and the driver asked him to say the Vrei Torah. Finally, they came to Bnei Brak, and Rav Aaron Toisig said, "I take out my wallet to pay." He says, "No, I don't need your money. Your good evening was for me much more than money." But he insisted, and he paid him. And then when he goes off, he says, you know, Rabbi, from tomorrow I'm going to start putting on film. Well, we didn't speak about it. What he wants for? He says, yeah, but God was nice to me, and he has such nice people. From tomorrow I'm going to start putting on film. From what? From one good morning. Good evening. This master. How powerful it is. A good vote. It don't cost money. It just, we got to sometimes go out of ourselves. Think about your fellow friend. Think about maybe he's having a hard time. Think about it. Accepting the other. Onkin Hishbenis. Yeah. Beginam. No reason for it, right? I have no Hishbenis. It's Kedai. It's not Kedai. Gornish. Push it. He's a Yid. Let me give him a good word. Let me go out of myself. Think about others. You know, we say, Eina ni li, ni li. Uchshani la'atzmi, mo'ani. Sarah wants a great chassidish of all, but it's powerful. It says, a Zayda once went his Einikl to the zoo, and they were going by the elephant, and the Einikl asks Zayda, Saba, Mize, who is this? Oh no, it's not a Mize, it's a Maze. It's a what is it? Oh, what is it? An elephant. And I go, why, invited by the giraffe? Saba, Mize, who is this? And I told you, it's not a Mize, it's a Maze. It's a what is it? Amaze, giraffe, shine. They come back home, they go to Shul to Davin, and the Mizrach, the Rav, is sitting there with the white beard. Saba, Maze, what? Oh no, that's not a Maze, it's a Mize. Oh, Maze, Mize, all mixed up. So Zayda tells him, listen, items, right? What is this? What is this? Maze, Maze. Also an animal which thinks only about itself. It's like an item. It's a Maze, it's a what is it? But a human being, Adam, doesn't think about himself, thinks about others, can go out of himself and try to help others. That's an Odom. That's a Mize. If I'm not selfish thinking all about myself, then it's me, Li, then I'm a Mize. I'm only about myself. Ma, Ani, I'm a Maze. Right? Start thinking about others. How does it say over there? Moshe Rabbeinu had two children. Sheimo Echad Gershon, Ki Omar Gero Yisi Beretz Nochrio. Vesheimo Echad Eliezer, Ki Omar Elikeo Vibezri, Vayatzi Leini Mecherev Paroi. Now, the Chofetz Chaim asks already that we know that it was different historically. First it was Vayatzi Leini Mecherev Paroi, he ran away from Mitzrayim, and then afterwards it was Gero Yisi Beretz Nochrio, so you should have given him a name, Eliezer, and then Gershon. So they say over from the base of Israel. He says a moira de gevora, powerful word. He says, Moshe Rabbeinu, he was the symbol of Noisipa oil by Yarbasiv Loisim. He just couldn't give the name Eliezer. Vus ichel tanzen zech freyen, and does that, Vayatzileni mecherev paroi, and my dear brothers are Nebuchadnezzar ba paroi. No, Gershwin. I'm also with them. I'm also in Golis. When did he give the name Eliezer? So Rashi says, Baderech Bamoloin, right, with the Malach, he didn't make a bris. So Rashi says, Eliezer was a small baby, so they didn't want to make him a bris before they go out into the journey. Maybe it won't be good for him. So that's what, that means he's already going out to take out Klal Yisrael from Mitzrayim. Oh, now I can think about my own Simcha Vayatzileini Mecherev Paroi. That's Klal Yisrael. Betracht of Yenem. Yenem, I have a hardship. How can I sing and dance? I feel my fellow friend. There's a miracle that came forward from the Ilul Yisrael. He says, Kol Oilom Nizoin Bishvil Chanina Bini V'Chanina Bini Dailu B'Kaf Charuvin. So the Pshat is that it's supposed to be Tzadik. So everybody's having Parnasa. So the Ilul Yisrael, Oish, a bit deeper. Be'etzem, the whole world shouldn't be getting food. But only Chanina ben Doisi. But Kodesh Baruch Hu knew that if Chanina ben Doisi will see everybody's hungry and only he's got food, he Pasha won't be able to eat. He won't do it. So Kedei Rab Chanina ben Doisi should be able to eat, so we have no brecha. Kol Oilom Nizayim B'Shvil Chanina ben Doisi. So Chanina ben Doisi can eat. That's why he's tayid, thinking about others. Tracht ben atzveiten. On cheshbeinis, it's kedai, it's not kedai. Push it, feeling my fellow friend. And a good word. Last week, I met a guy. His name is Rabbi Yaakov Yeshua. Talmud Chochem is a Magid Shir in a yeshiva while I live in Kiryat Sefer. He tells me, Rabbi Miller, you got to hear this great story. When I was a bocher, I learned in Yeshivat Brit Yaakov in Beit Vagan. It's from Rabbi Toledano. So I was there in Yeshiva. I was already a bocher in kibbutz. That means 20, 21. And I was called for the choshev bocher in Yeshiva. And one day comes along a bocher from Shir Aleph. A young guy just came into Yeshiva Gedola, about 16, 17-year-old boy. And he walks up, and there are klal, you know, bocher from kibbutz comes a young boy, so you make sure there's a distance, you know. Yeah, he should know that I'm the choshev bocher. But instead, he said, I don't know why, but I, you know, why not be nice and kind? I see him coming up to ask a kasha, so I tell my friends, hey guys, there's a choshev bocher coming up to ask a shayla. Let's hear what he got to say. Shaitan the bocher asks the shayla. You know, it was a question that's for sure, I'm a youngster, and I just could have made it out of, you know, stam gunish. But instead, I decided, I don't know, you know, why not be nice to the guy? So I tell him, you know what? It's a good kasha. I don't know what to tell you. I got to think about it. You know what? Let's go to one of the rabbonim, Rabbi Winkler. He's one of the rabbonim in Yeshiva. Let's ask him the kasha. And sure enough, he goes with the pocha to Rabbi Winkler. And they're putting up the kasha. Rabbi Winkler, chapter was tutzach. This choshev bocher has to come. And the other spot chapter was tutzach. So he decided he's going with it. So he tells him, listen, it's a good kasha. I don't have a teretz on the spot. Come to me tomorrow. And the bocher went away from Rabbi Winkler. Mamish, medusin oinen. He was like on top of the world. And the next day, this bocher says, I went over to this youngster. Oh, you know, Rabbi Winkler's waiting with a teretz for us, Mustama. So let's go. And they went. And the kids was a ganze massive. And this boy, Mamish, he felt Gan Eden in this world. Next step. Oh, amazing, amazing, amazing. He says, after about 5-6 years, I'm in the koilel already of the yeshiva, and a bacha comes. This bacha comes up to me and gives me an invitation. Now I forget all about the story that was 5-6 years ago. We didn't have any special shaychus from then on, and he gives me this invitation. Like, why? And I open up, and he writes there, all my Yiddishkeit, all because of you. All my shteigen learning because of you. All my Yiras Shemaim, because of you, with much appreciation, and he signs his name. What? He's dreaming. Well, what's going on here? What's Machta Dulatsunas? So he goes over to him, and he tells him, tell me, what's this invitation? Well, what's this? He says, you don't remember? Going back years ago, you took me to Rabbi Winkler. That was you with Rabbi Winkler. And the Bacha tells him, listen, I came to Yeshiva. He lived in a Tivot. Now, he says, all the boys were like, you know, making fun of me. They call it a dromi. It's like, you know, the guys from the town. Like, you know, more tremors, not yeshivish, not in the ganze matzav. So they're, ata dromi. And it killed me. I felt so bad about myself. And I decided, I'm going to show my friends that I'm worth it. So I decided, I'm going to go to the Bochum of Kibbutz, to Choshev Bochum, I'm going to ask them a kasha. They're going to see that I'm good in business, you know, I'm Chmelishtam. They'll stop, you know, looking down at me. And you should know, when I walked up to you that time, to ask the kasha, my whole future was in your hands. And you had that sense to be so nice to me. You mamish, you have no idea what you've done to me when you made a ganze matzav. Oh, come to Bochosh Bebocha, let's go to Rabbi Winkler. Because of you, I stayed in yeshiva, and I was steiging. And this bocher today, he's one of the staff in Brit Yaakov in Yeshiva. All from what? Pashit being nice and giving a good word. How powerful it is. Pashit ain't good for it. Let's not be stingy. And I'm telling you, when you get used to it, it's such a geschmack. It's one of the sweetest things to do. Pashit, yenem zogna good word. Give a good word to your fellow friend, to your fellow neighbor, to your wife, to your children. Oh, it picks up people. It picks up people. It don't cost money, I'm telling you. It don't cost much. Priceless. But what you can do, but what it does is also priceless. It's amazing what a good word can do. Poshit, a good word for you. On his penis. Poshit, Poshet, think about others. Let's go out of ourselves and Poshet, trachten wegen jenem. Trachten wegen jenem. There's a shul in Harnof from Rabbi Rubin. The shul that the Nebuch they were shooting, the four people the Nebuch killed. Yeah. So listen to this amazing story. This told me one of those who were in charge of the city council of Iriyat Yerushalayim that helped them devils build the shul years ago. An amazing story. It says, Rabbi Rubin was invited one Friday night to say a drasha in a different shul between Kabbalah Shabbos and Ma'ariv. And he went there. And after Ma'ariv, he stayed. He wanted to look up some sfarim. After he finishes, he walks out. He wants to walk out to be smedrish. So he sees a guy there sitting there also with Shnai Mikra or whatever. So he goes over to him, he says, "Good Shabbos. Shalom Aleichem, where are you?" He looks up, "Oh, Rabbi, I very much appreciate you saying to me, good Shabbos. And I'm sorry to say, but you're the first one who's greeting me so nicely with such a nice good Shabbos after 3 months that I'm here in Harnov." He says, "What?" He says, "Yes. Well, I lived in Be'er Sheva. I'm a doctor. And I, Baruch Hashem, was zeicha to become a Baal Tshuva. So happy and thanks to Hashem that I found the truth. But I'm sorry to say, but I decided to come here to live for the chinuch of the children. So I left everything behind me in Be'er Sheva and came along here to live here. And I'm very sorry to say that I started davening by the Rav's shul. And I was shot this morning. I took a seat. Don't take a few minutes and somebody comes over to me. Excuse me, can you move over? It's my seat. Okay, so I moved over. A few minutes later, excuse me, it's my seat, can you move over? After a few times like that, I felt it's not my place. I just walked out and looked for a different shul. And I'm already draying around here for a few months. And the rabbi is the first one who's greeting me so nicely. I really, really appreciate it. Rabbi Rubin said, "I was shocked." The next morning, before Kriya Satori, he says a shir there. So this time, it was not a shir, it was a shmooze. Rabbi Isai, how could it be? A yid comes, a Baal Tshuva from Be'er Sheva, makes such a mysterious nefesh, and the only way we know how to greet him, Shalom Aleichem, is, "Excuse me, it's my place, can you move over?" He made sure to bring him back, and he gave him the respect that he should get. And he became part of the shul. After years, the shul was expanding and they needed to build a new shul. This guy had a cousin that was, Yoshev Rosh Chever HaNemanim of Shari Tzedek Hospital here in England. Baruch Hashem, the guy has a hot of Shabbos, Baruch Hashem. And he decided this, he wants to give $500,000 for building a shul. That was the first $500,000. Jeez. Then the shul, and then all, yeah, it was going back years ago, and the Mespalalim, and the city council of Yerushalayim. I heard it from the guy that's working in the city council. He told me the story that, you know, he was with the Ganze Meisa. All started out from what? From one nice good Shabbos. Poshet zogen a good vort for you. Going out of ourselves, thinking about others, thinking about how giving a good feeling for our fellow friends. We have no idea how powerful this is. Poshet trachten auf jenen. Poshet trachten. Think about others. There's people who are waiting for a good word. Ulevai, ulevai, ulevai. We should all be zoicha. To think about us. Two more time?
So not.
Be Hashem, help us, and we should all be zoicha. To Binyan Beis HaMikdash, get it one step closer. To do what we can do, to push it. We're onke cheshbeinus, avas, to love you for bechinom, give a good word, bechinom. This way we'll be mesakim a little bit to sinas chinom, and hopefully be mekabel pnei Mashiach tzedkenu v'ehem v'ameinu. Good morning.
and I